She's not answering, so sorry. I'm going to have to probably wait till she gets back to me, but by then that link
will... Whenever you just get any update from her, just let us know that we can just send that new link to her.
Is it the enrollment portal? Is that the actual website?
Yeah, it is a enrollment portal, TriZetto.
And is there another link that you know of?
Yes, it's a different link than the you are using for the TriZetto.
Because
I can send you that.
Oh, it's the Gateway EDI is what I have access to. Because I was trying to use my login on that one and it wasn't accepting it. So I'm set up through Gateway EDI. I am. But I see what you're saying. The one that you guys are trying to do is the enrollment portal, which is why my email doesn't work because I'm not set up over there. I'm set up on the Gateway.
If you have a discussion...
I'm set up on the Gateway because I just did it right now. I just got in and it's sending me a code. But that's my...
Yes. If you want, I can provide you that login credential to you as well, and if you can reset the password and send an email for an updated password, that will be helpful for us.
I just tried, Doctor. I did the same thing you did. Are you mean me create it? Like, because I did the provider enrollment one that you did. I used her Kesavan, and then you have, what is it, Wellness Pound 2024? Is that the sort of password you guys?
Yes.
So you're trying to reset that.
Yes. So if...
But the thing is... I guess once we get into that profile, that's when I can actually change her email address because I don't have access to that profile, right? Because I'm going into let me look. Hold on. While I'm on the phone with you, I'm in the Gateway. So let me see if I can manage users. Dr. Kesavan. Let's see if I click hers. Let me see. Change from. Let me see. It's not letting me check it. Okay, change permissions for selected users. Nope. Now, I can see her username, but I can't do anything with it. I was hoping I can go in on my end because I'm, you know, like an admin and change it, but it won't let me do anything. I can add a user, but I can't change hers. There's one that Denise has. But again, this is Gateway MDI. Gateway. I don't know if that's the same as the enrollment. Denise does have
Denise. They call it the STEM portal, but also there the title of that link says TriZetto enrollment portal.
So I guess that's a different it's a different login. Like so when I go into the Gateway, I can't log in with that same. For me, I can't log in. So I guess I have to create another one if I wanted to get in.
I can forward you one email that we sent yesterday to Dennis. That was actually...
Maybe you need to contact... So when I go into the enrollment portal, like when I click it, for me it says no user exists. So I guess what I probably need to do, unless you know, is I guess in the enrollment portal somehow there's got to be admin somewhere. I'm in the EDI, the Gateway. In the Gateway, I can see, but in the Gateway, I can see everything. I can see users, I can see manage claims, manage payments, manage patients.
It's like a payment for a payment portal, or the you can say that you can get a ERAs and you can work on the rejected claims over the TriZetto.
That's what that is. Now, what do you do in the enrollment portal?
We are just enrolling for that payer for the EDI agreement or the ERA.
So they're connected, but they're not. Meaning, like, you would think that I should be able to... Because this one, like you said, is the main one, the EDI, like, main overall one. But I don't know why I can't manage
it. The one you have, it is for the managing the claims payment and everything. We can analyze the report over
from
the clearinghouse. And this one is for the enrollment. Like, we can just enroll for that that EDI agreement, then exchanging the eligibility information or the ERA setup, everything that can be done on this portal.
Users are people who access TriZetto. You can change any of the permissions and details by clicking your name.
I just forwarded an email that we just yesterday sent to Dennis.
Let's see what it says on
the
user. This person is an active this person is admin active user, okay? And then Pushpa Kesavan. That's not even her. It won't even open her, so I guess maybe hers is inactive now. Alright, well, I might have to call Trezetto. Could you please confirm you've had a chance to verify the password reset of the STEM portal? Aren't you can use the password and share it with us? Is that also called a STEM portal? I'm sorry.
Yeah, like generally okay. We call it...
Y'all call it enrollment? Portal. You call it STEM. It's the same thing as the enrollment, right? Is that what you're saying? Okay. Okay, so in this case, let me see. When I can get a hold of her, I will let you know. You're going to be gone, logged off for the day. And then maybe I can call.
One and a half hours.
If she's not responding by now, because she's usually at lunch too, and I don't know why she's not responding. So then if not, what I'll try to do is maybe tomorrow morning get a hold of you when I know she'll be on her email. You know what I mean? And as soon as you tell me you sent the link, I can definitely email her and say, hey, please forward me an email now.
Whenever she got you got chance and today, like after 2 p.m., 3 p.m., if she is available, you can just reset the password and you can just send her an updated password to us.
I thought it's sending her a code. But it is. Oh, I see what you're saying. But we could log in with that code because I do have her.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotcha.
You have the email.
Once that email comes to her, I gotcha. Okay. And then I'll see if I can figure out how to get that email changed for this enrollment portal. I don't know how to do it, but we'll figure it out.
Generally, I think her email is actually the account.
Username,
maybe,
so we won't be able to change it, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Mm. I'm not sure, but I never dared to change anything.
Yeah, because in the gateway right now, if I look, there's three main admins. Even though I know, like you said, they're kind of separate but the same. There's me, there's Denise, and there's one that's called 42YW Pushpa Kesavan. Pushpa is obviously her mother-in-law, her mother, meaning that this might have been set up a long time ago. But that's not the one that you're talking about, I don't think, the record.
Yeah, 42-1 is actually that one we all are using, I guess, for the checking that rejection report and everything.
Oh, you guys are using this one. I gotcha. So there's a Denise, a Pushpa, and then a me. But then, like you said, the enrollment portal obviously has some other, maybe there's just one login for the enrollment.
Because yeah,
that's the one you're using all the time, too. And Dr. Kesavan is, too. But what I'm saying is maybe there can be two, or we can get the, because she's never going to use it. She's never going to go in there. So that's why I was like, we don't really need her email to go to it, even if we use her credentials. We don't need her. It should be you guys as the main one, or me or Denise or Amy or someone now. Let me get it unlocked at least for you first. And then maybe if we can get in, I can play around in it. Maybe once I'm in the enrollment portal.
Email, we cannot change her email, then she can set up like an email portal whenever they receive any email from the treasure, it will, if they set to auto forward to us.
That, or if there's a way to add more than one person. I don't know. I don't know if they may, maybe they only ask it, maybe they only allow one, right? I don't know. Do you guys get the Trizetto emails like she does? Like, she'll get an email that says you have these pending things to do. You know, like the stuff that you guys do daily or every other day in Trizetto. Like, she always forwards me those emails. I don't ever do anything with them because I know y'all are handling that.
Yeah, we are not receiving any like a newsletter from the Trizetto because we are not adding our email to any Trizetto portal, so we generally don't receive anything because.
So then maybe she's only getting them. Yeah, I got you. Like, I'll give an example. It'll say something like, what does it say? Because she's always forwarding them to me, but I just file them. Because I know you guys are doing whatever. Like, sometimes it'll just say, you have, you know, blah, 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 and pending to pick up or not pick up, but, you know. Like,
generally, are forwarding anything that we need to pay attention. DSC is always forwarding to us.
Yeah, I can't find it now. I was trying to read you the email sometimes that she sometimes she sends me, but for some reason my email's not pulling them up today. But anyways, okay, so I'll work on that. I'll try to see if I can get it reset, and I'll shoot y'all an email. If it doesn't happen today, I'll do it by tomorrow for sure if she gets back to me.
Sure.
Okay?
No problem.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye.